You were holding Dav Vov and Aleph. Again, last year in the words that the Moriah Sparei Makdish Tumimim Lebedek Abayis. The Somra takes a behemoth that's a tam, complete, that could be fit to be for Kotchim Mizbech for a korban, and instead is only Makdish of Lebedek Abayis. So in such a case, the Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, again on top of Dav Vov and Aleph now, the Pasuk says, Nidove Tasa Oisoi, that we darshan by a Baal Mum. The Pasuk says, Nadova Tasoi, so you should make it into a Nadova. So we darshan, Ze Kotche Bedekabayas. This is Kotche Bedekabayas, that a Baal Mum is supposed to be Makdashit for Bedekabayas. Utanan, we learn though, what's going to be? Ha Makdash Tamimim Le Bedekabayas. That's someone takes an animal that's a Tam, a complete one, and still is only Makdashit Le Bedekabayas. Sa'afa Pi Shublaisa, so even though it's over a lav, you're not supposed to be Makdashit Tam for the Bedek Abayis, but rather you should have been Makdashit for the Mizbeach for Korban. But now that you're Makdashit the Bedek Abayis, even though you're over love, Masha'ososui, what you did is done, meaning to say the Kedusha's Chal, it has a Kedusha's Dhamam on it. So Rashi says, Loisa say is, because Hashim Lekamon, Udar Shaleid and Avzainam Abayis, that the Apostle says, by Yadavar Hashim Away Shaleimor, Loi Omer, means whatever it says in this Pash, it's like a lav. So it's a lav not to be Makdish, or Tmimem, Lebedek Habayis. And still it says clearly that if you did it, it's chal. So who is so to you to the Rav, it's a kasha and Rav. Rav holds kamusu yom rachamon aloi savidi of it is loy mahani, it does not help. And here we see, even though the Torah says do not be makdish tamimim lebedek habayis, if you do it, you're over lav, but it is chal, the kedusha is chal. So Moran says, oh malach Rav, Rav will answer, you know, mimokim shenis rabu bali mumim legabi mizbeach. Is Nisrabu Tmimim Lebedek Abayis. From the first same place that we said before with Marba, if you Makdish Tmimim Lebedek Abayis, even though you overlap the Kedusha Chal, the same thing when you Makdish Tmimim Lebedek Abayis, the same Pasuk says also that the Kedusha Chal. So the kids, it's a special Gezeras HaKasav over here. Rashi explains, Mehecha Disrabi Balimum Lemizbeach, the Kotchi B'dyeved Retzchal B'dyeved, is a Srabi. Why Rashi says, to Hobahukru on that Pasuk Siv, that for a korban it won't be Yirtza Abal Mum. For a minute, come on, Elu Kotcher Mizbech goes on Kotcher Mizbech. Oksiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Yirotza Demashma, Ritza Le Maratza. It's not Maratza. You can't bring it for korban. Ha Mikdash Kotcher, but it is Chal, that the Maktish of Baal Mum. To the Mizbech, the Kedush is Chal. And in that same Pasuk, the Yiskash to me with the Badagabayas. Well, Makdish also, if you Makdish to me with the Badek Abayis. Labali Mum the Mizbeach, the same way if you Makdish Abamun to the Mizbeach. So, Mechad Kronavka, the same Posik, to Yisurud Le Makdish. From the same Posik, not the Yisilkach, Yiskishnam Lim Yimash also Osoi. The same Posik that says if you Makdish Abamun for the Mizbeach, that the Gdusha Schal, in the same Posik, it also, same Reb also says, if you Makdish to me with the Badek Abayis, the Gdusha Schal. Sefer Sanakasha and Rava. Now the Gemara asks the question, Farei Gezel, the Yisra Din of Gezel, that the Rachamon Om of the Torah says, Loi Sigzel, you're not allowed to steal. Utanan, we learned, if somebody does steal, he has to pay back. It says, Ha Gezel Eitzim V'Yosekelim. Somebody steals wood, and he makes a chair out of it. Tzemer, somebody steals wool, V'Yosebegon, he makes a shirt out of it. So Lachar is, since he's Kona B'Shinui, so he doesn't have to return back to Chayfetz the way it is right now. It's not Kain Shagozel. But instead, Mishalim Kishasek Zeylo. You have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. So it's mashma then that the Bishash you made the Gzeylo, it's Mahani. The Gzeylo helps that it becomes yours at that time. And you have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it, and not how much it's worth right before you make it into a clothing, right before you make it into a chair, right before you make the Shinui. So to you to the rubber, to Kash and rubber. Here at Smash Mitzmahani, the Gezela helps, that as soon as you make the Gezela, it's called you have a kinyan on it. And therefore you only have to return how much it was worth, Peshach the Gezela. Smar says back, Omulach Rav, Rav answers you and says, no, Shani Hossam, Gezela Tayy is different. The Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Asher Gozal. So with Ashen, Kamar Sher Gozal, special Gezela Sakosiv, that you have to pay how much it's worth, Peshach, you stole it. Smar says the question, Olabaya, Korin Tabaya, Haya Shegozel, what does he do with the Pasuk Ashegozel, the extra words? Achura Koran Tabaye Pshita. Since Iyovid is Mahani, Pshita, when you made the Gzeli, you Koran Riten. So the verse says true, But mi boyle is still according to Bai, we need this extra pasuk asher gozal to darshan like this. Al gzeila shaloi moisav chaimish. On the other pasuk is talking about that if you steal and you swear false that you did not steal, and later you admit that you stole, so you have to pay back the keren and an extra chaimish. So we darshan and the korban asher also. So we darshan al gzeiloi shal aviv. But in the case, let's say, where your father stole, and then they came to you, and you swear that your father did not steal, and then you admit that your father did steal, see, even though you made a shvur sheker, you would not have to pay back the extra chaymish. Because that's this pasuk asher gozal, only on your own gzela, on your maisik gzela, that you have to pay back a fifth. But not on your father's gzela. Rashi says, labaya, lo'ochi lo yitzruachtiv. If you swear on your father's zela l'sheker, still you will not have to pay back the chaimish. So that's the special zera sekosu. Now the Gemara says, "Varei mashkin." There's the parsha of mashkin. The Rachmanon, but the Torah says, "Loisovoy el beisay lavet avutoi." You're not supposed to go into the person's house and take away your mashkin. If you lend somebody money and he does not pay you back, so you have no right by force to go into his house to take away your pledge. So it's allowed to do it. Utanan, still we learned, Machzer es hakar b'layl, let's say you did go into his house and you took away his pillow. So locher is, you have a chiyah to give it back to him at night time. Or else, v'yesa machrisha, let's say you took away his plow. So locher is b'yoyim, you have to return it b'yoyim, you're allowed to keep it overnight, even though you're not supposed to take this for a pledge. You can't do it by force. But if you took the pledge, you're over the lav, still you're allowed to keep the pledge. Just the Torah says you have to return it for what it needs by daytime, for daytime, what it needs at night for night. It's so to yuf to the rov, it's a steer with the rov. As here it's mash, mi yovit is mahani. The Bemison, the pledge is called yours now. Just the Torah wants you to return it at the time when he needs it. But after that, you have a right to take it back. Rashi says, Harei mashkin bar korchoi, ketong la babo mitziyah, perka makabal, alma mahani, that it helps if you take it. The koni la mashkin, you have a kinyan in this mashkin when it's not usable by him. So chur tzakash and ravo. So Marit says no. Shani yosma, over there, the mashkin is different. The yom kor, the pasuk says hoshiv toshiv. Pasuk says an extra loshin hoshiv toshiv through mashmo that you have to return it plenty of times. So it's a special because there's a custom that even though you returned it once, you have a right to take it back and you have to return it again. So here the Torah tells us clearly that you have a kinyan in the mashkin, even though it's here it's Mahani and you have to keep on returning it, but in between, like at night time, you're allowed to keep it. So Moriah says, so will Abaya, what does Abaya do with this extra word Hoshiv Toshiv? He should need it. According to Abaya, it's Mahani anyway. So why does there have to say twice Hoshiv Toshiv? So Moriah says like this, Elav Yom Rachmon Hoshiv Toshiv, but there wouldn't have said clearly Hoshiv Toshiv. I would have thought like this, Isura of it. If you took this mashkin bar korchoi, you're over lav. Now that you're over the lav, I would have thought to say, like, there's no mitzvah seseh, but after to give it back when he needs it. But it's up to you. If you want to return it, be nice to him, give it back to him this pillow at night time. But if you want to, maybe you don't have to return it. Once you did the aveira, that's it, it's mahanyan, it's yours completely. So kamash from the kitchen, need the positive teach me the ikka the dinoi. It's not extra, but you need the pasuk likudadino to teach me that there's such a mitzvah to return it. That if you took it by, you took away his pillow, so true by day you're allowed to keep it. But when it becomes nighttime, there's a chiyah for you to return it. In the Gemara we have in parentheses chosel lishnachrin. The Rashi reads down another lishnachrin here. The same type of akasha, same type of a teretz. Now the Gemara says barei peya. The Rachmona Omar, the Torah says like this. The Torah says, Loisachala pasod chobekutzrecha. That when you go to cut down your field, you're not allowed to cut down the whole field, but rather you have to leave over peya. You have to leave over one corner for the aniyim to come and take it. Now, what's going to be if somebody cut down this whole field? Well, Tanan learned like this. Mitzvahs peya lahafresh minakoma. Abad lachatchili is supposed to leave over and do not cut down the whole field. That means minakoma, when it's still standing and still growing, leave over the wheat, don't cut down part of it. What's going to be though, it says clearly, loy hifresh minakoma, let's say you do not leave over from what's standing and growing, but rather you cut down the whole field. So still it says, yafresh min hamorim, you're supposed to leave over from the bundles. After you cut down the wheat, you make bundles out of it. So from the bundles you should leave over peya. So you see clearly, Iovid, Lemahani, even though you cut down no thing that does not help, you still have to give payah. What's going to be Lohifrish min hamorim? Let's say you did not take off payah from the bundles. So Lohar is Yafrish min akri. When you make a pile out of it in the kri, you have to take off payah from that. Actually, Mirchu, up until you made Miruach means you didn't smooth down the pile. But Mirchu, once you smooth down the pile, at that time now the two has a chiyuv to take off Trumas Amisus. So Lohar is Maisroi. First you have to, the owner has to take off the Trumas Amisus from this crop. And then Benoisonloid, then you still have a chiyuv to give payah to the Aniyim. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, was said over Af Mafresh Menaisa. Even on the tzad that you make the wheat into flour, into dough, and you did not take off pay yet, still you should take off pay from the dough even. If so, Tiyuftu the Abayi, here it's a Kashan Abayi, here you see clearly, Iyovid, Loi Mahani. Like you did the Averi, you cut down the field. So according to Rava, it's good. Iyovid, Loi Mahani, it doesn't help what you did cutting down the field, you still have to take off pay. But according to Abayi, if you say Yavin Mahani, Lechuru, once you cut it down, that's it. You should be parted from Peya. And still it says here, you have a Chiyah to give Peya. So Marint is, Amalach Abayi, and I can answer back and say, no, Shani Yosem over here, it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, a Tazoiv, Tazoiv, Yisera. It says two times the word Tazoiv. Rashi says, Trey Zimniks, if it says two times, Loni Velager Tazoiv Oysom, Chad B'Kadoshim Tiyu, V'chad B'Yemer Lekahanim. So what does it say twice? Last minute to teach us that the Tazev Yisera, the Afagav, the Yishtayne, Biyodaloi Kaniya, that even though you change it in your hands, you already cut it down, and you made it into wheat already, you made it into flour, you made it into cake already, into dough, still you have a chiyah to take off a payah. See, it's a special Gezeras HaKosef. So Gemara answers, for Rava Amalach, Lakura Takasha, according to Rava, he knows this Minasvara, that he Yavad Lemhani. So why does it have to say an extra time, Tazov, Tazov? So Rava says, Yeshtachu Aziva Acheres Shekazu, there's another type of leaving over that still you have a chiyuv to give. And the Kiddush is like this. V'yeza, what type of case is this? Zehamavke Karmoi. In this case, we cut down the field, Pshita you have to give payah. Because Rava holds the Yavad Lemhani. That I don't need an extra posik. But the extra posik is, what's going to be if somebody was Mafkir his Kerem? And then one day, he started to be Mafkirit. He was Mafkir's whole vineyard. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha Mafkir Karma, if the owner for one day was Mafkir, made it Hefke his vineyard. Vihishkim Lashachad, and the next morning he gets up early. Ubatsra, like he wants to be Zaycha back again. And he starts to cut off the grapes. The Locher is Chayiv, still the owner is Chayiv, a Peret Vilis, Beshicha Vapeya. He's Chayiv in all these Matnes Anim. Even though usually, when you mafker a field and then somebody else comes in Zeichem and Hefker, he's potter from the Matnes Aniyim. But over here, since he was the original owner that went and was Zeichem back from his own Hefker, here he's Chayiv. How do we know this? Because it says this extra word, Tazav Yisera, to teach us that in the case where the owner himself was mafkerit, and he himself is Zeichem back again, he's potter from giving, he still has a Chayiv to give the Matnes Aniyim. But a potter and a Meister, from Meister he's potter. Rashi says, the Meister like Sif Tazav Yisera does an extra time Tazav. So therefore, once you masker it, you put them in a Meister. Whoever Zeichem and Hefker, put them in a Meister. Now the Gemara says, O Malei Rav Acha, Bred the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Fahashta now, Tishaninu Kolhani Shinuya. Like we went through the Machleke Sabaya Rav here, that Kamilsud Yom Rachamona Yovid, whether it's Mahani, according to Baya, Loi Mahani according to Rava. So we went through all these laws, all these questions, and we gave answers. If so, Lamaisa now, the Abaye of Rava of my Pligi. What's the difference whether you hold the Yavad Mahani, Yavad Loi Mahani? Every single case we answer comes a good according to both of them. So what's the Nafgamino? Where do they argue? So our answer is, the Ribis Kitsutsa Kamiflegi. Again, the Havamina is maybe they argue in a case by Ribis Kitsutsa means I'll lend you money, I'll lend you $1,000. And I make up clearly an exact amount that you have to pay me back $1,100. So make it up clearly $100 ribis. That's ribis the Raisa. Or could the Rebbe Loza, like Rebbe Loza says, the Yom Rebbe Loza, ribis kitsutsa, if I lend money and make out clearly you have to pay me back $100 worth of ribis, so yaitse b'dayonim, Rebbe Loza's halacha is that Iyovid loy mahani, it does not help, and therefore even though you pay the ribis, You have a right to get it back. It's Yaitse B'dayonmi. Even if the Malba does not want to give it back to you, you have a right to take him to Bezin, and Bezin will take it back. Avid Ribis. Let's say you only owe an Yisra the Rabbonin of Ribis. Rashi says that means Aboye de Mecher, not through a loan, but through a sale. Let's say I sell you my house, and I say clearly, if you pay me right now, it's $1,000. But if you first pay me up 2 months later, then it's going to be $1,100. So I'm charging you an extra $100 because you're keeping the money an extra month or two. But since it's not through a loan, it's only through a mecha, through a sale, that's only called avak ribis, only called like the dust, like the rabbonim de kalocha ribis. So on this, ain't the yotze b'dayonim. This we say no, that a yovid mahani, you do not get your money back. Now, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita. On ribis ketsutza, you get your money back. For Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Rabbi Yechonin says no. Filu ribis ketsutza, even a ribis ketsutza, the locha is, Eina yotze b'dayonim, has not come out with dayonim. So the Avminer is why? Because he holds, Iyavid mahani, so once you paid back the ribis, that's it. The Malva has a right to keep it and he can't return it. So who, that's the Machlekes Abayev Rav, Iyavid is mahani, Sivyod, it's mahani, it's like Rabbi Yechonin, the ribis ketsutza, you cannot take out with dayonim. Sivyod like Rav, it's loy mahani, that's like Rabbi Lezer Shita. So Morris says back, Omalei, Hosem b'svara pligi. Do you think the Yagdi there in Svarah should be telling this Machlekes where the Yavid is Mahani or Lemahani? No. Hosen Bikroi Pligi, over there it's a Machlekes Hayadashim Sukim. And it's like this. To Yom Rab Yitzchok, my time with Rab Yechonin. What's the reason of Rab Yechonin that he holds Ribbis Ketsutz even though you lent money with a clear-cut Ribbis? Once he pays up the Loiva, the Malva does not have a Chiyah to return it. Because on Machro, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Neshech Nosan V'Tarbis Lokach V'Chan Lo Yichya. So if you take Neshech, you should know you're not going to live. So we darshan L'Chayim Mitin is given. The punishment is that you're not going to live. But V'Lerli Shavan, the Pasuk does not say you have to return it. So therefore, even according to Rava that says Yush Deloy Mahani, here it would be Masnan Ras Mahani, because the Pasuk says clearly over here you do not have to return it. Rav Acha bar Ada Omar Mehocha from over here is the Pshat Rav Yechonin. The Pasuk says, V'yureisa milakecho ni Hashem. That after giving ribbis, it says you have to have yureisa milakecho. So Rav Yechonin darshins that, L'moira nesatev l'early shoven was given to be over the Yisra Yira, but not li shoven, you do not have to return our ribbis. Rav himself, Omar Mehocha, this is the Pshat in Rav Yechonin. That it says a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hatuev Israel also, Mois Yumas Dom of Boy Yiya, for your holy Ben Peretz Sherfech Dam. Shafi Goros this or not? A Kofar Apostle talks about that he lent ribis, and it says Sherfech Dam. So we darshin Hukshu Malve Ribis L'Sherfech Dam. We have a hekesh people to lend money with interest to people that kill somebody. That Ma Sherfech Dam, just like if you kill somebody. Talach Riz L'Nitnu Li Shavon. There's no chiyuv. There's no, you can't return. That's it. You did the avera. There's no way to return it. Is af a molly ribis or some malver ribis or somebody lends money with interest? Is le nitnoli shoven and wasn't given to return? There's no mitzvah shov over here. So that's pshat in Rabbi Yechonin. The kitzur yes psukim why he says if you lend money ribis that you do not have to return it. Not because yovid mahani, but here it's special psukim. And the yomer of Nachum by Yitzchok. My time with Reb Lezer, what's the reason of Reb Lezer that he says, no, if you lend money b'ribis, it's yotze b'dayonim, you have to return it. So again, not stam because he holds Iovid lemhani, but rather the Yom HaKroa comes to go to Bayir also. The Pasuk says, v'chayo chichi moch. The Pasuk says, if you learn ribis. That means to say, ahadale, you have to return the ribis back to the loiva. Ki hecha den achayi moch, they will be able to live with you. So the Pasuk says clearly, you have to return it. So it's not a machlekes in Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani. It's a machlekes Hayadash in the Psukim. So this would not be totally in the machlekes between Abayev and Rava. So again, V'yela B'mai Kimitlagi, what is the machlekes? What's the difference between Abayev Svara, Rava Svara? So my answer is, V'shinu Koina. The only nafkamina would be is, the loch if Shinu was Koina or not. So Rashi in his first Pshat learned, it's not even the gate to the loch of Gezel. But rather Rashi says, V'shinu Koina means the Abayev Svara Shinui. Shinu here means that you changed. Sheshinu v'yavra das hamokim, you change and you do not listen to the Torah. You run against the Torah, koina. Hitaka helps Tata by his Svara. Bar excluding Mihechad Iksiva Kuro, like all the other places we have Psukkim say clearly, it does not help. Ula Rav, and according to Rav, the Svara is Loikon, you know, if you over what the Torah says, it does not help. Ela Hechad Iksiva Kuro, unless where it says it. But it comes with an Echnami, Rasa Boy Sparish Lon, Levi Midi Benayim, there's no real difference between the two of them. Then Rashi brings down another pshat, another chinu kreina means the lach of gezel. If you steal something, you steal eitzim, and you make it into kelim, or else you steal wool and make it into begodim. Till abai yitaka kona, according to abai yovid is mahani yitaka bekinyan, and therefore v'yena mishalim mele eitzim v'tzemer. You only have to pay back how much the eitzim and tzemer was worth b'shas you stole it. But according to Rav that holds like loy mahani, so Rashi learns taka loy kona, you're not kona, or mishalim habegodim v'yakelim. And you have to pay back the begodim and the kelim. Shinu is not kona. You have to return them or pay back how much they are worth. And that's the, and it really is a machlokes in Gemara Bava Kama, Perek Meruba. In Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, Ba'agoy Zakama, the Yiko Amand, the Yom Rashi says, Shinu kona. Learn from Sukkim, some say it's not kona. That's this machlokes. Now the Gemara said, Lishnachwin, another pshat is, Ba'anishnu Dishninin. Again, we went through all these halachas and we gave answers. So more comes down now, Ribis Ketutza, that La Baye Lomad, what should be an Afkamin? Again, the same question over again between Abaye and Rava. Again, it says now, Ribis Ketutza, that according to Abaye that holds the Yovid is Mahani, therefore Le Mahad, you not have to return like Rabbi Yechanan. And Le Rava, according to Rava, Mahani Ribis, you would have to return the Ribis, because according to Rava, Yovid is Le Mahani, therefore if you pay the Ribis, you have the right to get it back. So what's the question? No, it's not true. Abaye himself, even though he holds the Yovid Mahani, but he agrees here by Ribis, you have to pay the money back. The Yom Rabbaye, Abaye says like this. Hadain was a person. Demasik bechavrei arbo zuzav ribisom, like he owed $4 for Ribis. This Leiva owed the Malva $4 for Ribis. V'yoyvele lamalva bechanusay galima deshav yechamisha. He paid him up the ribis now with a cloth worth $5 for the $4 of ribis. So the kids of the loiv, instead of paying just $4 for ribis, he already gave him a coat for the $4, even though the coat itself was worth $5. So now to Shal now, Kimafkin Minei, we hold now ribis katsuts, he could take it back. When we take it back, the Shaler is Dalar Mafkin Minei, do we only take back $4 from him? Aye, he gave $5 worth $5 for ribis. We say Bahai Zuzi Bematonto Bematonu the Yovel, instead he gave him from Matono. That's Abaye Svara. Rava Rava says no, Chamisha Mafkin Mine, we take away five from him. My time, what's the reason? Kula Bateras Ribisa Kosal Yodai. The Maisa's person paid now this whole cloth Bateras Ribis. So if we have right to take away from him $5. So I call upon him both of them, both Abaye Rava both agree that Ribis Katsutsi is Yoitza Bada Yodim. Like we said before, because we dash him psukim, v'chayochichimach nehedelak echadachayimach. So this cannot be a machloek, it's a chil between Abaye and Rava. Ela rather, come like we said before, ala kikol kmiflege, where's the machloek is? Abaye and Rava, bishinu kaino, where the shinu is kaino, as the two pshatim in Rashi. Stam, if you mishane with divrei Torah, or the loch of shinu is kaino by gzeil or not, that'll be a machloek is Abaye and Rava. So we finished out the machloekes Abaye v'Rava. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Kol Asher Boy Mum Loy Sakrivu. Any behemoth that has a mum, is allowed not to bring it for carbon. Is Matam Loy, what do we need this Pasuk for? Im Boloy Tishchatu. If the Pasuk says, do not shecht it l'shem a carbon, hak reik va'omot l'mat, we have another Pasuk that says, Allah for shchites v'amum. El Matam Loy, what is this Pasuk teaching us over here in Chav Beis, Baal Takrivu? It means Baal Takdishu, that there's a lav to be Makdish or the Hamas of Baal Mum for a carbon. So Mikanama, from here we learn out that Ha Makdish Baal Mum Legabi Mizbeach, or somebody's Makdish Baal Mum Legabi Mizbeach, is over Mishum Chamisha Shemas. He's over five different lavim. There's this one lav to be Makdishit. But if you can say to keep on doing the rest of the avodas on the Baal Mum, altogether it could be over five lavim. One lav is Mishum Baal Tak Rivu. Like we're saying now, means Baal Tak Dishu, that you're not allowed to be Makdishit. Well, some take out this first Baal Tak Rivu, that the first lav is Baal Tak Dishu. Then Baal Tishkatu, if you make a Shchita on the Baal Mum, you're over a second lav. When you make a Zrika Sadam from this Baal Mum, you're over another lav. When you burn the meat of this balmum, you're over another lav. Kulay, if you burn all of it, or else mishum batakpiru miksasa, even if you only burn part of the emurim, also you're over the lav. The Gemara later will come out, there's total machlekes, where the yod you get malchus on the lav, on a lav shabaklalas or not. That one man v'yom, it means there are two separate cases here. Either whether you makter the whole thing, or a different case, you makter miksasa. But there's a law for burning either the whole, all the emurim or even part of the emurim of a baal mum. And then Mishrum Reb Yosef Reb Yudam, the name of Reb Yosef Yudam, was said over, Af Kabbalah Saddam, you're over a law if you make the Avodah Kabbalah Saddam on a behemoth, it's a baal mum, you're over a law for this. So the kids said, these are the five laws and you're over by a baal mum. So the Gemara says, Om Mama, what would you say before? In Baal Tishchetu, Harei Omer. Lamat, if you want to say that this pasuk that says Kol Asher Boy Mum Leisakrivu, if you want to say it means to say that you're not allowed to shech the Baal Mum, so Mora says no, that it can't mean because it says here the Lamatom that there's a law not to shech the Baal Mum for a korban. Now the Gemara says Heichen Omer, where is this pasuk that says a Baal Mum you cannot be make a shechita? The Tanya learned of this. The pasuk says Iveris Oy Shover Oy Chorutz Oy Yabelis. These are all different mumim on the behemoth, whether it's blind or it's broken. So it says, Leisak Rivu, you're not allowed to bring it for korban. So the question is, Ma Tamlem, what does this pasuk mean to say Leisak Rivu? Im Baal Takdishu, you want to say it means not to even be Makdish of the Hema that's a Baal Mom like this for korban, Harek V'Or Malamala. That's the pasuk with Darshan now before that says, Kol Hashem Boi Mom Leisak Rivu. So from that pasuk we're saying there's a lav not to be Makdish the Baal Mom. If so, Ela Ma Tamlem Baal Takrivu, what's this pasuk here that says Iberus Hashavah Choretz or Yabelis Leisakrivu? It must mean Baal Tishkatu that there's a lav you're not allowed to shecht it. So if you mak the shit, that's one lav. And then later when you go to make a shechita on l'shem a korban, that's a second lav. Now the isha loitit nenu mehem, you're not allowed to put it on the fire, means to say elu ishim that you're not allowed to burn it. If you burn the emurim of this baal mum, you're over another lav. Now, aim liyela kula, maybe only if you burn all of the emurim. Miktsasim, and how do we not say even a little bit of the emurim? How do you know also yechayiv? Tam lev, the pasuk says, vishala titnu mehem, it says mehem from them. Mashmi, even a little bit of it, there's a lav not to burn it. Now, zrikas domim minayin, how do we know to say if you make a zrika on the behemoth's balmum, that you over lav? Tam lev, the pasuk says, al hamizbeach, it says, Lesagrivo, Allah Mizbech. Allah Mizbech means it should not get on the Mizbech, meaning the dam should not get on the Mizbech. Then the Pasuk says, Lashem. What does the word Lashem do? It's Lerambo, it's the Seir HaMishtalech. To remember that there's a psul, the Seir HaMishtalech, the Seir that goes Lazozel on Yom Kippur, also cannot be brought from a Baal Mum. It has to be brought from a Tam. Rashi says, it means, Shehamakdishoi Baal Mum, Loike Mishum Batakdisho. If you're makdish for the Seir HaMishtalech, a Baal Mum, he'd be over lav. So where's the question, is that true? Va Lashem l'rabbis, is the word Lashem include more lavim? I but Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, I korban shemeyani av kotche bedekabayis, shenikro korban, it's also called a korban. So Rashi says, korban is supposed to talk about b'shchut etziv. It says, v'ya pesach ho'emod le'haviyum, that you shech the korban b'chut yichayiv. So I would have thought to say, even a korban bedekal, even a behemoth bedekal bayis, if you shecht it b'chutz, maybe you'll see a chayiv. Because you know, sometimes a bedekal bayis is also called a posik. The posik says, v'nikrev es korban Hashem, and he was talking about bedekal bayis. Somewhere it says, no, Tom Lem, the posik says over here, v'yel pesach oyomayid, that when a yichayiv shchut echutz, only a korban that was fit to be brought, it to be brought inside the azara. So we dash like this, a korban that was fit, and that means a tam, that was fit to be brought for a korban on the mizbeach, chayav molav mishrim shchut echutz. If you shecht it now by chutz, you be chayav shchut echutz. But shein ruy lepesach hoyomoyed, a korban that's a baal mum that was not fit to be brought in the yoyomoyed, is then chayav molav mishrim shchut echutz. If you shecht it outside, you're not chayav. So that's the din of shchut echutz. Now, oitze and yes elu, flo yoitze poros chaytas, maybe only a baal mum, you're not chayav korosi b'shecht b'chutz. But what about a paraduma? Or else, a seer ha-mishtaleach, the seer ha-mishtaleach, shehein ruyin le-pesach ha-yemoyed, that they're fit to be brought to the Yom Yom, because they're brought from a korban that's a tam, even though the avoid is being done outside, but still the poor Adum or the Samishnach was from a tam. So maybe since it was fit to be brought, the min was what to be brought lefnim, maybe now the Shech the Machuchi be chayiv. Tamulayim, no, the Pesach says Lashem. So we dash in mi shem yuchodim Lashem, it has to be a korban that's oimit to be brought Lashem, means on the Mizbeach. Yotzuelo goes out these two, the Paraduma and the Sarmish Daleach, Shem Yechodim Lashem, it's not meant to be brought Lashem. So you see, the word Lashem is a miyut, it's coming to exclude Isurim, not to be marb Isurim. So Marin says, Omarov Rava says, Hosim in Yonah de Kro, each one is separate, you have to look at each Pasha by itself. According to the Inyan, that's what we do with the word Hashem. Over there, the Pasuk says, Via Pesach is the rabbis. It says, Via Pesach, Hoyamoyd, means any korban that's supposed to be brought inside, to be Shechta, Bachutz, Yechayiv. Then the Pasuk says, Lashem, that's Loitzi. So we might say to say that Yonishayiv Shchutechutz and a korban that's fit to be brought to Pnim, and not on a Balas Mum, that's not fit to be brought to Pnim. Who Adin, the Paraduma, or the Seir Mishdalech, since they're not oimit to be brought lefnim, Lashem, they're not oimit Lashem, so Bachut should be potter. See, the word Lashem comes to exclude the Mamayit Isurim. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side.